Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, August the 3rd. Well, we were going to talk today about the debt ceiling and a couple of other stories, but we got to begin. We got to begin with the blockbuster of a headline today, and, of course, that's Governor Cuomo of New York. He's being accused of a lot of things regarding women. I mean, there's like 11 women who have apparently submitted reports about the way he treated them. This is an unfolding story. You know, we're recording this about 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, so it's very likely that this story is going to be changing quite a bit over the next 24 hours. The very latest is, of course, that he was accused. The Attorney General put out a very extensive report detailing some of his behavior with women. And again, these are allegations. He's entitled to a defense, and he's innocent until proven guilty. But if any of that is true, not even half of it is true, this is obviously not a gentleman. Governor Cuomo is not what you would call a gentleman, and he's actually a pretty bad guy from what some of these reports are saying. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that normally gets you thrown out of office. And I don't know if that's going to happen, because President Biden did come out Tuesday afternoon and said he has to resign. But he doesn't have to resign. I mean, he can hang in there. He can hang in there and fight it. You know, I guess he would have to be impeached by the New York, you know, Congress or the state legislature. I'm not familiar with all the rules in New York, but if it's like the federal government, you got to get 3/4, or the federal constitution, you got to get 2/3 of the Senate to go along with it, and 2/3 is a big number, and you don't know what kinds of, you know, games Governor Cuomo can play. But my bet is that he's not going to survive this, because it's just overwhelming. He's become such a political liability that I don't see how he survives. I don't see how he wins re-election with something like this. So, you know, I'm just going to tell you up front, I don't think he's going to survive it. I just don't see how. Unless, obviously, the story turns out to be false and he can win in the court of public opinion by pointing out that some of these women were not telling the truth or whatever. But we're talking here about 11 women who apparently have come forward. So I think it's a pretty nasty story. I think it's going to be very difficult for Governor Cuomo to overcome this. Now, of course, there's an interesting angle to all of this, too, and this is the other little story going around today, and that is that his brother, Chris Cuomo, who works at CNN, who, by the way, has the only show at CNN that gets any kind of audience. I mean, it comes in like at 27 of the top cable news. I mean, it doesn't compete with anything on MSNBC or Fox News, but it is their highest rated show. I think it comes in, as I said, around 27 of the top 30 cable shows in the country. And his brother apparently is involved in let's say, distributing the information or stuff like that. I mean, and it is really amazing. If that is true, then I don't know how his brother can keep that job that he has over at CNN, because that would just be too much. But that's not an impeachment story. That's not a resignation story. That says more about CNN. But Cuomo, I think, will be gone. And I wouldn't be surprised if his brother is gone, too, because it's just too much. I mean, this stuff is way too much. And in the case of CNN, as I mentioned before, that's a network in crisis. I mean, very few people are watching that network. And something like this is obviously not going to help matters one bit. So the big story of the day, as I said, it wasn't part of our agenda today, but it is the big story. And that is that Governor Cuomo is probably going to have to resign here in the next 24 or 48 hours. I don't see how he makes it beyond the next 24 or 48 hours. And you know what? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I think Cuomo has been a real jerk during the last few years. And even the way he treated President Trump during the COVID crisis. I mean, look, President Trump went out of his way to help New York, as he did every other state, but especially New York, because they had some big problems in New York. You know, he had that hospital ship They built a hospital for the people of New York right in the city. And, I mean, the way that President Trump supported the people of New York and obviously Governor Cuomo was pretty incredible. And yet Governor Cuomo wouldn't give him any credit. Governor Cuomo was a jerk about the whole thing. So, you know, as I say, when I say that he needs to resign and face the music, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. This is a real jerk, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, this is a first-class jerk, and I hope that he gets whatever he's supposed to get. I don't know what the punishment is going to be. Resignation probably is as far as it'll go. But, man, this is a big deal in New York today. Well, the other story that I wanted to get into today is what we call the debt ceiling. Now, you may be familiar with the debt ceiling. The Congress has to approve any increase in the debt. So if we have to borrow, let's say, X number of dollars to pay for the increasing debt, the Congress has to approve that. And as of today, the Congress has not approved an increase in the debt ceiling. So if it doesn't approve it and we reach a point where we can no longer borrow the money to pay for these debts, then we're going to be in a bit of a problem here as a country, because we're going to have all these obligations and all these tax revenues. And, the Secretary of Treasury, the President of the United States, the Congress, everybody's going to have to sit together around the table, sort of the way the family budget works. You know, I'm sure all of you at some point in your life, you've sat there with your family and said, okay, we've got $100 and this is how we're going to distribute it. And this guy is going to get paid. This guy is going to get paid. No, this guy is not going to get paid. And that's kind of the way it would work with a federal government. The federal government would operate only on the tax revenue coming in, and then it would use that to pay off whatever obligations. It would have a devastating impact on the American economy, but at the same time, I've been of the opinion for quite some time, going back to Republican presidents, not just right now, but I've been of the opinion for quite some time that we are going to have to face this debt problem eventually. Eventually, we're going to have to look at this problem and say, okay, enough debt is enough. Because we are literally mortgaging the future of our children and the future of our grandchildren and children who have not even been born yet. We've been mortgaging their future, and I just don't think that is a responsible thing to do. So I support the Republicans who don't want to increase the debt ceiling, and I just hope that we can somehow navigate through this. But I think it's time. It has to happen. You cannot continue to borrow money and borrow money and borrow money and continue to run these deficits. And as I've said before, I'm not just criticizing Democrats here. Republicans have done this as well over the years, but it's time to stop it. And the way to stop it is you don't borrow any more money, you live with what you have, and let the consequences, or let the chips, as they say, fall wherever. But you cannot continue to borrow money the way we've been borrowing money here, really for a long time, not just over the last few years. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Just another note about the debt ceiling. Our debt right now is so high, and the reason we've been getting away with it here in the last few years is because the interest rates are so low. So in a way, we're almost borrowing money for nothing. But if you have any increase in the interest rates, and all of a sudden your debt service goes from wherever it is now to a higher number, that is going to be devastating. Because so much of the money that we pay to the government is going to go directly to debt service, which is the least productive of all of the investments that a government can make. So, yes, I think it's time. I think it's time that we deal with this debt problem that has been consuming us for years. Well, there's a big debate in the country about the Delta variant, COVID number two, I guess is one another way of describing it. I am not a technical person. I am just someone who looks at the news, We had a conversation a few days ago with Leslie Eastman, who I thought did a very nice job in explaining all of this to us. You can check it out from our shows last week. But look, my position is this. I am fully vaccinated. I took the vaccines 3 months ago, so I'm vaccinated. And as I understand, what I'm hearing from people is that you're fully vaccinated, you can still get it, but it's not going to be as bad as if you're not vaccinated. So what I'm hearing from people today is that if you are fully vaccinated, you have a better chance, you have a little bit better chance of surviving this. But again, that is something you need to hear from your doctor. So my recommendation to you is go see your doctor and ask your doctor about vaccination. As I said, I made the decision to take the vaccines, but I think you need to talk to your doctor and talk to your doctor and see how in the world you can deal with this. But everything I'm hearing from people that I follow online and the people that I respect in the news, like Bill O'Reilly, for example, who I respect a great deal, O'Reilly's telling people to get vaccinated. That's the best solution to the problem. It doesn't stop the infection, but it does have the ability to at least minimize the damage of the variant, as they like to call it. Well, the Olympics are going on, if you haven't noticed. I've caught a few things, but a lot of Americans are not watching the Olympics, and I think this has become a conversation in social media and so on. And Victor Davis Hanson, Professor Victor Davis Hanson, I think explained it as well as anybody. He said, look, Americans are just getting tired of being called racist, and they're tired of all this virtue signaling, and they're tired of all this programming that is intended to make you feel bad because you happen to be white. And people are tired of it. So they're not watching. They're not watching the Olympics. They're tired of these athletes. They're tired of spoiled, and that's what they are, spoiled athletes who should be grateful that they're wearing the uniform of the United States. They should be kissing the ground every day that they are living in the United States, but they're out there, you know, disrespecting the flag and acting like a bunch of idiots. Americans are tired of it, and they're not watching TV. They're simply saying, we're not going to watch it. You know, we're not going to watch this. We're simply not going to watch it. And the Olympics is just the latest example. The NBA Finals did not have a good audience. The Major League Baseball game, the All-Star game, did not have a good audience. I predict to you that if the NFL starts playing the Black National Anthem before games, that that's going to have a very negative impact on the ratings of the NFL. Look, we are either one country or we're just going to blow up into a lot of different groups. But the national anthem is everybody's anthem, and that's the one we hear. Our flag is everybody's flag, and that's the one we salute. If you got a beef, you disagree with this, or you're angry about this, or whatever, that's fine. We can talk about those things. But do not be disrespectful to the American flag. Do not be disrespectful to the national anthem. Okay, that is simply not the way to do it. That's an immature, idiotic way to do it. The way to do it is to show respect for the flag. And yes, we can have disagreements. I have disagreements all the time. I have political criticisms, you know, of the Biden administration. And that's within the guidelines. I mean, that's within the boundaries. We can do that. We can have disagreements like that about this or that. But you respect the country and you respect the flag. And a lot of those athletes are simply not mature enough to do that. So I think that's why people are not watching. That's why they're not watching. They're sick and tired of all the virtue signaling and all these athletes making or being disrespectful of the country. Well, it looks like the Biden administration is going to keep Article 42 from the Trump administration. This is the one about keeping people out because of health reasons. It's a smart thing to do that they're going to keep that. I think the country needs that kind of protection in times of a pandemic, so I'm glad that the Biden administration is going to keep that policy from the Trump years. And on this day in 1492, Columbus set sail for the New World. Of course, he didn't know he was going to find the New World. He thought he was looking for something else, actually. But anyway, he set sail on this day, those three ships, La Niña, La Pinta, and Santa Maria. I think those were the names of the three ships, if I remember from my history class. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.